Okay, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording from the bookstore at 12 South Palm Ave in Sarasota, Florida. And I'm actually talking today with Andrea Ginsky, who's our webmaster and bookseller, and I would also include prolific reader and overall troubleshooter. And before I let her talk, I just want to advertise a few things coming up. That we have going on Zoom, and you can find out about all these things at our website, which is sarasotabooks.com. And on the website, it's very user-friendly. You can sign up for these Zoom meetings, and you buy the book then and there, and you can either have it shipped to you or you can pick it up curbside here at our Sarasota store. And we have a couple things coming up this week. One thing is Monday night at 6. There's a webinar on a book called Disposable City, by Mario Alejandro Arica. And it's about Miami's future with climate change. And that starts at 6. And then Thursday, I have a Zoom meeting, a book club meeting, on the book Together by Vivek Murthy, who is a Surgeon General under Barack Obama. And that starts at 7 on Thursday. And the book's about loneliness. And I think it was really important, especially given these times, for people that might feel isolated. So those things, again, are all on our website. So without further ado, I'm going to let Andrea talk. Again, I've worked with Andrea for 4 years almost, right, Andrea?
I think so. Yeah. 3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah, and we have so much fun together. We're both foodies, and we both love to read, obviously. But Andrea, I would bet on her on any Jeopardy author challenge. I would put all my money on Andrea. But so, Andrea, go ahead. What would you like to say about our online presence or whatever you'd like to talk about?
Well, my job at the bookstore has changed a little bit lately because I'm not actually working at the store. I'm working from home. And I'm thinking of myself as kind of an online bookseller. And what I really wanted to talk about is our online, the stuff we have online. And we have quite a bit that we're doing to encourage people to come to our events and buy books, mostly to buy books and stuff. But, you know, right at the beginning of the pandemic in March, when before our former manager left, we launched a brand new website. And it's really attractive. And I work every week to try to have interesting and fun things on the site that people can see there. Every week I post new books every Tuesday morning. So if you want to know the newest thing coming out, you can look on there. Every week I also post what is our best sellers of the week for the store, which has been a popular blog post. And it has all our events. It has, it also has a link to our online store, which also changed when the bookstore close, we launched a new online store. So those have been good improvements for us, I think, both of them. And especially the website, I'm really kind of happy with how it's working out. It's I also post staff picks. I post staff picks a lot, all kinds of different things having to do. You know, in the bookstore, in the physical store, our staff picks were our most popular sellers all the time. I mean, hands down, we sold the books that had the descriptions, and people love those. So I'm trying to do as much as I can of recreating that virtually. So
right.
I've been doing, been posting on the website and on Facebook Staff Pick Saturday, and it's been, I think it's been a popular, on Facebook certainly it's been popular. So doing like 5 books with the description, and that's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I know it's working, Andrea, because we get calls that reference it now and then, so to keep up the great work. And in fact, like I even, there was a book, because I try to keep track of what's coming out, but you had put on a book about Alex Trebek that I didn't even know that was coming out, so
that's
thank
right.
you.
That's right, yeah, there's the new Alex Trebek memoir that just came out last week.
Yeah,
I'm having a really it's fun for me each week to try to ferret out all the new books without being in the bookstore.
All right, so, I know you're doing a great job.
Yeah, like on Sunday nights, I do this new book treasure hunt kind of where I'm looking all over the place to make sure that I don't miss some big hot new book coming out.
Fun.
So, and of course, every publication you look at has a different idea of what the big pop, you know, what the book they want to highlight. So like, I look afterwards and say, oh no, the Washington Post said that one.
Right. That's fun.
But it is, I think of it like this treasure hunt every week of looking for the newest stuff. Another treasure hunt kind of project that I've started is, we've been sending out, and they're kind of an unsolicited genre e-blast once a month. We were able to make lists of customers who purchased in certain areas.
Oh, okay.
We had their email address. And so once a month I'm doing, I'm going to start a new one this month. So we've had six, so it's going to go up to seven, where I highlight four books and you get an email. So if somebody's interested, just let me know. But we're doing poetry, kids books, mysteries, biographies, health, mindfulness or spirituality. Mm-hmm. And then the one that I'm adding this week is cookbooks.
Oh, wow.
So they've been fun. And that's also another kind of ferreting out. I'm trying to feature four books in each one that are new for that were published during that month. Mm-hmm. So,
well, you know,
you can just call the store email. My email is on the website. So,
okay. Andrea, yeah. I know it's interesting here at the store because even though obviously we lose some of the sales of the browsing people, I really think the people that have honed in on how we're working things really, it's almost like the books are even more meaningful to them now, which is beautiful. I just feel like
with
your help too, with letting them know what's out there, I really think, you know, business is pretty good right now, even with what's going on. So thank you again. That's great.
Yeah. One thing we have, well, I've been trying to keep our Facebook page really fresh too, because I think our audience, the age group and the demographic of the people who stop and shop on the website and the store are the right age and right demographic for Facebook users. Mm-hmm. And we just went over 2,000 followers on Facebook. And so I've been posting at least once every single day, and it's a book or something going on or something I read.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's fun. So, like the band, the Rock Bottom Remainders. I just posted that. They're a band made up of all these big literary stars like Stephen King and Amy Tan and Dave Barry. They have a rock band.
Oh, wow.
And so they just posted a new video, and it's to raise money for the American Book Association Charitable Fund for booksellers and bookstores. So,
oh, beautiful.
It's a spoof on Stand By Me, and it's Don't Stand By Me. It's really funny.
Cute.
But, you know, so I try to mix it up with good stuff. And anyway.
Excellent. Well, so what have you read? What have you read lately that you really enjoyed?
Well, I just finished a book about Florida. So I mostly read fiction, but this was unusual for me because I read a memoir. Well, it's not really a memoir. It's more of a travelogue-ish, memoir-ish book. It's this guy, the author, his name is Kent Russell, and he grew up in Miami, and he is looking for himself. Now, his sister is a big author. She wrote Swamplandia, so she's already known as a Florida author.
Okay.
So his idea that he did with two friends is they travel by foot I don't know if you know about Lawton. Lawton, years ago, there was a Florida governor. His name was Lawton Childs. And for his campaign, he walked the whole state of Florida.
Oh, wow.
And so they're making a documentary, these three guys, walking the route that Lawton Childs walked. I don't know, it was probably 30 or 40 years ago. I mean, I was in Florida when he did that, but it was a long time ago.
Hmm.
So you know, they start up in northern Florida. A couple of the guys went to college in Gainesville. They go through Gainesville. They go through Tampa. They go through the Everglades, but it's all on foot. And he's a pretty good writer. he has a lot about Florida history in it. It'll also, he certainly understands pretty deeply the politics of Florida being built on building and all the development. So it's, what is it called? Hold on a sec. It's called In the Land of Good Living.
Okay. And
I definitely would recommend it. And it's just kind of, you know, I since I've lived here so long, I was interested in it because I just wanted to see someone's take on doing that kind of trip. It's too hot, you know, to walk through Florida. some of it sounded pretty miserable.
That sounds really good, though. I like to learn about the state through things like that, like the Sunshine State. Sarah Gerard's book of essays helped me learn a lot about the state, and this sounds equally intriguing.
She has a new book out.
Yes,
I haven't read it. True Love.
True Love, right. Yeah.
Good reviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've been reading this book called The Serendipity Mindset, and it's a fascinating book about keeping yourself open to things changing. Obviously, we've been through this.
Yeah, right.
It's almost like he predicted what was going to happen, but I'm really enjoying it, and it's actually a really beautiful companion piece to that book that I'm doing the Zoom class on Together, I think, because Together sort of examines loneliness, and this book almost helps you sort of like kickstart your own new way of doing things. So I just think that would be a great book too. It's by Christian Bush, and we have it here at the store.
That's good.
Yeah. What you said one other one that was coming out this week, I think.
So I just read, it has an odd title. It's called The Butterfly Lampshade.
Mm.
And actually there is a lampshade in the book. That plays a part in the book. And it's by Amy Bender. And I had read a book by her years ago called The Incredible Sadness of Lemon Cake, which I loved, about this young girl who can tell people's emotions by what they eat.
Oh.
Like if she eats something that someone's eaten, that she can feel what they're feeling. It's wonderful. And so this book, she also looks at a young person. The main character goes back, she's like in her 20s, and she goes back and forth between her youth and her 20s, and her mom has serious mental illness problems, and the mother is hospitalized when the girl is young, and she goes to live with her aunt and uncle and cousin. And it's an interesting look at mental illness and trying to overcome that when it's your parent, and trying to get past worrying if that's going to happen to me, and the relationship of the family. I thought it was really well done. It was, I thought it's a little, I liked it a lot. It comes out on next Tuesday. She's one of those authors. I think she's a little bit of a cult following her, because that last book was 10 years ago. And so there's, if you look on comments people are making about it, it's like, oh boy, there's a new book by her.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's great when someone makes a comeback after many years.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, Andrea, this has been fun. Can you think of anything else you wanted to mention or say?
Well, there's one other thing I wrote down here to mention is besides books, print books, and we do have audiobooks available.
Mm-hmm.
We have an audiobook site. I have a little personal goal lately that I'm going to try to find ways to promote that.
Okay.
I think it's a really popular genre. I'm just starting to play around. We can do like staff playlists, kind of like staff picks on that site is Libro.fm. So we have our own Libro.fm site. So if you're an audiobook fan, you can look us up there.
Okay,
I think
great.
It's something that we could easily fill that need for people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think some people like to read. They like to have a variety. Like they read some and listen to some. You know, depending on what the genre is.
Yeah, sometimes. Some people are, you know, the Evil Empire has their own audiobook platform. So if you want to stay from them, there's Libro. And I really think they're a good competition to Audible, which is what Amazon offers.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we should probably have a thunderclap whenever we mention the Evil Empire.
Yeah, I know. I think.
Well, Andrea, it's been so much fun talking to you, and I miss you. I wish we could be together, but we
I
will.
I know.
There'll come a
I
time when
too.
Things will get better, I'm sure.
Well, thanks, Roxanne. It's been swell. I've really been enjoyed this.
All
so
right.
Anytime you want to chat on the podcast, just let me know.
Okay. I'll definitely swing around again. Okay. Thanks, Andrea.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. So recording's done.